Hello, everyone. This is Robert McPhee, the author of Manifesting for Non-Gurus, and welcome to this latest call that we're doing with experts from the field of helping people live the life of their dreams. And I'm pleased today to have as our guest someone who has an area of expertise and an area of real passion that some people may have heard of before, but I'm guessing really haven't mastered. And we're going to talk today about how to really master a tool, a resource that can help us to more quickly and easily accelerate our results toward living that life of our dreams. And our guest today is Marita Steffi. And Marita and I met through the work of Alex Mandozian and a mastermind program that she and I are both participating in. And we had a conversation about this work that she was doing, and I felt like it was so relevant to our audience that it was a perfect opportunity to share her expertise with this group. So let me tell you a little bit about Marita before we get started. She has had a number of different careers in terms of managing in a retail clothing store. She's done work in interior design and real estate. She's had great success in the business world. And yet, at the same time, she was always driven by a real creative side of who she is. And she did a very courageous thing in terms of being willing to reach out into an area that she was uncomfortable with, which is technology. And she went out and she was willing to learn and master technology to the degree where she now, through the internet, has the opportunity to share that creative side, to share her background, and particularly in that area of design that she's so talented in, and help people to learn and really get the most from creating a vision board. And vision boards is this idea that I was talking about that many people are familiar with, but in my experience, most people really haven't mastered and really aren't getting the most from creating a vision board that really works for them. So Marita, this is the work that she does now. This is the area that she's so passionate about, and this is the issue that we're going to talk about today, is the issue of how to create a vision board in a way that it really accelerates your results. So Marita, welcome to the call. I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you so much, Robert, and thank you for the wonderful introduction, and thank you for having me here, and whatever you said is the truth.
Well, that's good. That's a good way to start. So I was saying, you know, I think many people who have been around this kind of work have heard about vision boards, and they may have created a vision board themselves. Someone who I worked with for years who was Jack Canfield, I love what he used to say, is that most people's vision boards look like a ransom note, you know, from, you know, cutting out words and pictures from magazines and that type of thing. But tell us a little bit about vision boards and kind of what they are and why they're important.
Okay, well, the most important thing about a vision board is that you really believe in it. So it's basically what it is. It's you find images and you put them on a board. You have to totally relate to it. You know what, the images have to speak to you, because it's not necessarily your intellect it speaks to, but it's the deeper part of yourself. It's the part of yourself that, you know, when you look at it, it will put everything into motion in order to give you the desired results. So what is really, really important is that you are totally clear about what you want. Because if you're not clear about where you want to go, there is confusion. And with confusion, nothing can manifest. So it's really important to be totally clear. And that's right. Where the problem is for most people, that they don't have the clarity, or they are, you know, it's really funny. Some people are afraid to set goals because they might actually have to commit to them. And so I think that basically is the key. So it is not just putting some images and some words on a board, glue them on there and look at them. The basic key ingredients is that you're totally clear about it, that you totally believe in it, and that is the part that will make it work. The other key ingredient is, okay, now I lost my words. The other key ingredient, okay, it'll come back to me. Right now, it left.
Okay. Well, let me back up a little bit, though, because, and again, I think a lot of people have heard about vision boards. They probably, in a lot of cases, know what they are. They may or may not have created one themselves. But mm-hmm. I love what you're saying about the fact that at its core, what it really is it's images and it's words that are put together. They're on paper. They're in some sort of structure that they can be in front of us on a consistent basis. But I love what you're saying about the fact that it's not necessarily the words and the pictures that are most important, but it's that level of belief that we have. It's our ability to really relate to and connect to those images and pictures where the real power of the vision board comes from. Is that what you're saying?
That is it. And that is kind of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. So the vision board is a way to really put the law of attraction into effect.
It is. What you focus on expands, and that's exactly what it is. And the more you focus on it, the more you believe in it, the more it will work. And that sounds very simple, but that's really the problem for a lot of people. It's a total commitment in belief.
So tell us, let me back up again a little bit, because I told people a little bit about your background and your kind of stretch into this arena of doing this work. But tell us how you really got started on doing this work with vision boards.
Well, how I got started was like I wanted to get back in touch with my creativity. So I did a little meditative workshop that was kind of like multimedia. And one part of the media was collages. And I got totally excited about the collages. And I always wanted to do artwork, inspiring artwork, like artwork with a message that's not only beautiful, but it has a spiritual message for people. So then I got totally excited about, I've been working with personal development for the last 10 years, and I wanted to do something to inspire and to empower people. So kind of, eventually it hit me, you know, hearing about vision boards was like, oh my God, this is the perfect marriage. It's the creativity, it's the spiritual message, it's inspiring, and it's a legitimate tool to empower people, to empower people's lives. And I think, you know, that was what kind of just, I am so passionate about this because my life totally crashed, like, I don't know, when I was in my 50s. I got divorced and, you know, things happened that I kind of lost everything. And, you know, one way would have been to go, okay, well, I just accept it and kind of life is over and that's it. And, you know, you're 50, you're left with nothing. And it's like, okay, you know, that's my lot in life. That's, you know, what my parents would have thought. You know, the people my parents knew would have thought. There wasn't this kind of like, oh my God, you're 50 and you can start your life and you can have dreams. You can kind of, you can realize your dreams. You can live your dreams. You can have whatever you want. I don't have that background. So for me, you know, that's what I had to learn. So I'm actually, this might sound silly, but you know, I am actually grateful that all this happened because it totally, you know, pushed my life in a totally different direction. And I've been so courageous with, you know, starting all these new things. Like, yes, technology, I was totally afraid of it. I never wanted to have anything to do with it. And now I look at the stuff I'm doing and it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. So one of my slogans is, if I can do it, anybody can. And I am using vision boards, and I am using the law of attraction in my life. And I live it, because if I can do it, anybody can. And that, for me, is a big sentence.
Yeah. Well, and I think what you were saying about this being an opportunity to tap into your creative side is something that people can really relate to, along with, you know, the fact, you know, I think your story about really finding the opportunity in the situation that you were faced with, and a situation that most people wouldn't necessarily see as an opportunity, that you look back on it now and say that you're glad that all that happened because it opened you up to tapping into that creative side.
Is
a lesson that anyone can learn from. So the vision board, go ahead.
Yeah, and I had to, because, you know, I was very creative before I met my husband, who was a very good artist. And then by living with him and living a life together, I turned everything over to him. You know, I was just the managing part, the supporting part. I dropped my creativity, not totally. I mean, I still did design work and I did creative things. But what I'm talking about is a deeper creativity. It's kind of like to create yourself, to create your life. And that's what keeps me alive. It keeps me inspired, and it's like, God, I'm so, you know, right now I'm totally compulsive about making collages and making vision boards. I kind of like make one a day. I put it on my blog, you know, I have it in my gallery, you know, I have them all over my house. I look at them and it's like, it makes me happy, and it's like I'm reminded of where I want to go, what I want to do, and how I want to do it. I don't know, but I know that there is something that will help me do it.
Right. Well, and you're using these vision boards, and the way you explained it makes it so clear. You're using the vision boards as a way to create the experience of life that you really want to be having. You're creating that happiness in advance. You're again using that law of attraction idea and putting out the vibration of happiness using the vision boards as a tool. And it sounds like what it's doing is it's creating more happiness for you. It's attracting more happiness into your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so
other people look at it and it inspires them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you know, some people think it's like, okay, you want a new car, you put a new car on there, this nice shiny Mercedes, you know, you put a pile of money on there, but that's really not where the juice is. The juice is somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
The juice is in the belief, the juice is, you know, in like, yes, you make money, but you know, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to use it for? Do you just want to use it to pile it up and to go to the shopping center and buy things? Or do you want to use it to do something for the world? You know, and that might sound big, but it's like, yes, it is big. But, you know, once I started, you know, changing my way of thinking that, oh, my God, I can desire money and I can use it and do something for the world. I can do something to make a difference. I can do something maybe to help people so they can have the same experiences I had. And that totally changed it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can hear it in your voice in terms of the change that happens and the level of commitment and possibility that shows up when you get yourself to that place. And I love this example of how the vision boards are a tool to allow you to do just that.
It is. Well, it's kind of like a map. It's a map for your life. It's like, you know, I have this one little thing. It's like, let's say you want to go from New York to San Francisco. If you don't have if you don't have a map, it might be hard to get there because you don't know what freeways to take. You don't really know what exits to take. You know, maybe you don't know what directions to go. And but if you have a map, it makes it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there on the map. And that's a simple example, but, you know, I think this is kind of what it is. Whatever, you know, goals you have, you put them down so you know the goals, and then maybe the steps for the goals. And And then you kind of let it go. You just look at it, you focus on it, and something will happen to get you there. And that's the belief. You have to believe in it. Well, it doesn't cost anything. It's not that hard. But if you have, like, limited belief system, it might prevent you from doing just that.
Right. Well, and I love the map analogy in the sense that a map without having a destination in mind is, I mean, kind of what's the point? No one would pick up a map.
Yeah.
No one would seek out a map. No one would create a map unless they had the destination in mind. So it's a good
analogy.
So we talked about kind of the creativity side of all of this, and at the same time, I know there's some real history and some real science behind the use of vision boards, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you know about the science and the history behind this? This is not a new concept, right?
It's an old concept. I mean, all the old cultures, this is what they used. They probably didn't call it the law of attraction, but this is what they used, a cosmic law. I mean, in the old Indian cultures, it's like, I think all the rituals they used were some kind of law of attraction, as you would call it now. It was all a desire of a certain outcome that they wanted to live into. I mean, there was like this wonderful, law of attraction. So, I mean, that's thousands of years back. I mean, there is like, you know, Buddha said, we are what we think. Or like Buddha, a person's work in life is to discover his work. Then he has to throw his whole being into doing this work. I love this. It's beautiful. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. I mean, that's the law of attraction right there. So that's thousands of years. And quantum physics, it's the same thing. I mean, it's like, you know, science trying to prove the law of attraction.
As it relates specifically to vision boards, the vision board becomes a way to make that request, right? So when we talk about things like ask and you shall receive, the vision board is a very specific way to ask.
To ask, absolutely.
To make that request.
To ask,
so,
yeah, and it's totally subconscious. I mean, you cannot really will it. You cannot do it with your intellect. You got to drop that part. You know, it's a matter of just using your subconscious and really trusting. I think, you know, one of the big words in making a vision board is trust, because that takes away, you know, I actually listened to a part of your audio about your book yesterday, and I loved that part where you said it's like, yeah, but we always want to figure out. We were brought up to always figure out how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And we might not have to do that. We just have to have the trust. We have to have the vision. We have to have the focus. And then actually the universal law will set things into motion to get us what we desire. I believe in that. I totally believe in that.
So I think it's fair to say that we've kind of piqued people's curiosity here, and we've reminded them or pointed out to them the value of the vision board as a way to really put the law of attraction into use. So you've obviously spent a lot of time around vision boards. It sounds like you have a house full of them. I love that image. Tell us a little bit, for the newcomer or someone who's not had a lot of experience with vision boards, what kind of tips and advice do you have for people about how to create their own vision board, what to do and maybe even what not to do when creating your own vision board?
Well, you know, it's important that you get images that really speak to you. So, you know, I normally get, you get a bunch of magazines. And I like Oprah, and there's some like a little bit more spiritual, inspiring magazines. Actually, I think Oprah is one of them, you know, where you find like great images, inspiring images, and, you know, text to go with it. And And how I do it, which is actually a wonderful meditative activity, I just take the magazines when I have time, put some nice music on, I do some meditation before, sometimes I go for a walk to get into the right brain, you know, because you really got to get into this a little bit of a meditative state. And then I just sit there, look through the magazine, whatever I love, I just tear it out, I put it in a box. And then that might be all I'm doing for that day. And then the next time I have time, I look at my box, and then I look through all the sheets and kind of put them together in a theme, because, I mean, I like to have things so they are attractive. So I normally do it by theme and by color. So depends on what I want to do. Is if I, let's say I might just do something that's all in blue tones. But so I find things for my personal life. Okay, you know, something that represents money, you know, which might be, I don't like to take banknotes. I like piles of gold, because I find that more attractive looking and it speaks more to me. So, you know, if I cannot find that in a magazine, although you might get a money magazine and there might be an image of gold in there, then I just go online. I Google images of gold, free images of gold piles or something like this, and then I print it out. So this is how I get my images. And then I just, you know, make kind of a, lay them out on the paper, make some kind of a map, and then start gluing them on. And that's pretty much, you know, the actual process. And then I have it, you know, in a place where I look at it all the time. I made one for my real estate business. And I have it right to my next to my chair, next to my computer. I look to the right, I see it. When my clients walk in, they see it. And there's actually, you know, a kind of a nice practical story I want to tell about that. When I made the vision board for my real estate business with the goals about, you know, how I want my relationship with my broker to be, how I want, you know, which houses I want to sell, how much they will sell for, by when I will sell them. So I put all this on my vision board with like big sold signs. It's all big. And now, believe it or not, this is a true story. The next day, a client walked in that I hadn't seen before. I showed them houses, and the day after, we made an offer on a house. I think that's a good story.
That's a great story, and it really is a great example of how quickly this type of work can happen. Now let me ask you a follow-up question, which is, does it always happen that quickly?
No, it doesn't.
And it's really important for people to understand that it can happen that quickly, and that's the power of this work. And without this work, you know, without that kind of setting of an intention and connecting to, you know, what you described as the real belief and being able to relate to it and seeing it as real and possible, that maybe this never happens. But there's
absolutely
other times, and I think this is one of the things that's so valuable about a vision board and having it in front of you on a consistent basis, is that sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Yes.
And yet, at the same time, having the vision board and keeping yourself focused is accelerating the process every single day.
Yes.
So I love that story, though. That's a fabulous story. So
I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, my God, thank you. Now I have a good vision board story that I experienced. But you know what is important, too, is you put a date on it. Okay, I want to sell this house by the end of October. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So you are as specific as possible, and it might happen and it might not, but it doesn't hurt to put it on there. I mean, for me, it took 2 days. And, you know, another story, this is not totally vision boards, but it is the law of attraction. It's kind of how things can happen in your life if you're committed about it. Like I had a hand reading maybe 10 years ago, and she said, well, in your hands, You are a leader. You are someone who inspires and empowers artists. And I thought at the time, I felt totally weak. I felt like I couldn't do anything in my life. And I thought, no, that's not me. I am not a leader. I don't want to be a leader. No way. Something wrong with the hand reading. But this is kind of what I'm doing now. And, you know, it just hit me. It just so totally hit me that it's like, oh, my God, I am starting to live into that. And I still don't know what the destination will be. It'll be empowerment. It'll be empowerment and inspiring people with the tool of creativity and vision boards. But I don't know how to do it. But things are happening. Things are happening, and, you know, it doesn't totally happen by itself. I mean, you got to do the steps. So the steps are, okay, well, I did this program. I expose myself to people. So it's like, this is what you got to do. I mean, little steps, like if you want to learn Italian, you know, you can't sit there and wait that Italian comes to you. You might want to make do a step and take a class. Hello?
I'm sorry, I had some background noise. I muted my line for
Okay.
No, I'm
okay.
Sitting here going,
oh my God, there's nobody there anymore.
Go for it, Marisa, you're on your own. No, this is so cool. And you know, it's such a powerful reminder of how the law of attraction can work and how vision boards are a specific tool that's part of that process. So if people are new to the law of attraction, if they're new to this kind of work, or they're just wanting to accelerate their results, this whole idea of having a vision board as a way to keep ourselves focused, to get that image clear in our mind on a consistent basis is so powerful. So kind of with that in mind, you know, how do you, once someone has their vision board, they've created their vision board, well, actually, let me back up a little bit, because you talked about images on the vision board. Do you also suggest that people use words? Is it words and images, or is it mostly just images?
Well, I use both. I use images, and I use words to make it stronger. And sometimes I cannot feel. I mean, I'm actually really good now with detecting, you know, the words in whatever inspires me in magazines. But what I do too, sometimes I type things out in a color that would go with the vision board, type it out, make it big and bold, print it out, cut it out, and then I have exactly what I want. Sometimes it's great to use like affirmations too.
Good. Okay. Because I know for some people, you know, the imagery is really powerful. For other people, words can be an even more powerful way to tap into what you're talking about is really behind the imagery, that sense of feeling and emotion and connection to, you know, the car or the money. Because the car or the money really don't have any other meaning other than what we give to them. For some people, that's the imagery. For other people, it's words. So that's another way to do it. Now, once people have their vision board, once they've created their vision board, what suggestions do you have for people about kind of the daily disciplines, the ways to really put it into action and get the maximum benefit and impact from what they've created?
Okay. Well, you know, you look at them. You look at them. You focus on it. You know, you kind of, you know, you focus on the goals, and by focusing on the goals, you kind of do little steps. Maybe that doors open up and get you closer to what you want. So mostly it's focus. You look at it. You focus on it. Sometimes they change a little bit, and then you can either do a new one or add something to it or take an image off or put another image there. And but you know, you really just look at it, you focus on it, and you commit to it. Yeah, this is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would suggest one thing, you know, because sometimes when people start with things like this, they're not so sure about it. And if you have doubt, it will really decrease the success rate. you gotta be committed to it. You gotta believe in it. You gotta focus. And so it's, you know, what you need too is to kind of be aware of yourself. When you look at something, what do you think? Do you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, you know I will have this next month or next year, and I will have this job, and I believe in it, and I see it, you know, I see it in front of me. If you have any doubt and it's like, oh yeah, I look at this, but I don't, there's no way I can do this, then it will not work. So then you have to kind of work on yourself a little bit, maybe with affirmations, maybe with some programs to kind of just transform your limited belief system. So a lot of it is awareness, you know, be aware of what you think and how you think.
Well, and I'm gonna call you on this just a little bit, because I think what you're doing is a little bit of what most people who have really mastered something will do. Like for you, it's simple. You're saying, well, you know, I make my vision board and I look at it. It's not that complicated. But in your description, you're also talking about not just looking at it, but looking at it in a very specific way. So can you tell us again, like, and you kind of described this a little bit, but as you're looking at your vision board, tell us what the experience of looking at it is, because it's much more than just glancing at it, right?
Yes. You look at it. You see yourself in it. Let's say it's the car. You see yourself driving the car. You are in the car. You feel, you know, how does it feel to be in that car? You know, maybe you feel the wind and it's like you have the radio on and you're there like totally happy on Highway 1 driving the car and it feels so good. It's kind of seeing yourself in that situation with the kind of object you want.
Right. And what you're explaining really clearly in the way that you explain it is to go beyond just the visual experience of looking at it and going into the feeling and emotional experience of looking at it, that you're not just looking at a picture of the car, that you're actually driving the car, you're imagining that you're in that car, you're having in your mind that experience. And isn't that where the real law of attraction work happens, is when we connect on that deeper level?
Absolutely. It's kind of connecting with your spirit. And the spirit will be the one who will put it into action and reality. So it goes deep. You know, you got to believe in the magic.
Yeah, and like you said, going deep, I think this is where sometimes people get a misconception about something like a vision board, where they think if they get the Oprah magazine and they cut the pictures out and they put it up on the wall that the work is done. But that's really just setting ourselves up to do the real work, which is to really connect to those images on the very deep and spiritual level, and that's where the magic happens.
Absolutely.
I see people who have their vision board, they have their affirmations, they do their visualization, and they're upset and they're angry and they're mad that their results aren't showing up yet. I think you and
right.
I had this conversation before. And
right.
They don't understand that if they're upset and they're angry and they're mad, what they're really doing is they're sending a message to the universe that says, please send me more upset and angry and mad.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow, so, I'm so glad you brought this up. Absolutely. It's because somehow it's all about emotions. So there, and the energy that's attached to the emotions, okay, everything is energy. So, and somehow our negative emotions are even stronger than the positive emotions, so they kind of negate the positive ones. So you get more of the crap.
Right. So this vision board that you're talking about can really be viewed as an invitation, as an opportunity to really stay connected to the kind of feelings and emotions that are what we want rather than what we don't want.
Absolutely. Constant reminder. I mean, looking at a vision board, even if I'm not looking at a vision board, I have total awareness of what I'm thinking. I cannot always totally control it, but I always have total awareness. And from where I was 10 years ago, now, you know, there are ways how you can get from negative thinking into positive thinking. And one way is, you know, yeah, get to the next vision board, look at it, or do some positive affirmations.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You can do it anywhere.
So kind of continuing with kind of the nuts and bolts, we talked about, you know, how to create a vision board and kind of how to use it once we have it. How often do you recommend that people update their vision board? I mean, obviously, I don't want to be, you know, using the same vision board that I was using 10 years ago when my life was a very different life. But how often is it best to update or create a new vision board?
Okay, well, I would say whenever you feel stuck, there's like stuck energy in your life, you don't really know where you're going. So that might be a good time to just go within yourself and sit down, journal about, you know, what do you want now? You know, what new do you want in your life? So journal about it. First of all, get clear about what it is, and then start a new vision board. And it's like when you feel stuck, when you feel like, okay, you're in this job, but now maybe you're done with it and you want something new. Whenever you feel like unsatisfied and you want something new to happen. So, I mean, you could do one. There is no time frame. Whenever you feel like it, whenever you want something new.
So it's not necessarily about a specific time frame, like every 6 months I need to do a new vision board. It's more based on, again, that emotional and feeling state of, is the energy flowing? Are things working for me? And if they're not, it might be a good time to revisit either updating or creating a new board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Whenever something feels, whenever you feel there's change coming, or you want change in your life anytime.
Right. Well, and I love that answer because it reminds me, you know, just as I imagine doing a new vision board, it's not so much doing the new vision board is going to help me to, you know, be on the path to getting those answers and getting unstuck, but it's almost like it's a way of asking a question, and sometimes just in figuring out how to ask the question, the answers come.
Absolutely.
It feels that way with creating a new vision board. Will just put me in a new state of mind that will make all the difference. So I love that. Thank you.
Then
the other thing I wanted to ask you, you know, we talked about technology, and I love your story about how you were willing to dive in and master the technology that you needed to master in order to do this work that you're doing, despite the fact that it was all totally new to you. But there's also some technology out there in this arena of vision boards where you can create a vision board on your computer or on your phone or using technology to create a vision board. What are your thoughts about that? Is it something to do in addition to a regular kind of a hard traditional vision board, or is it different for different people? What's your take on the technology?
Well, I would say it can be either or. You know, some people just love, they don't like to do physical stuff like get magazines, cut them out, deal with glue, put them on a board, have the board somewhere sitting around. They like to work on a computer. So I think that's a great option to kind of work online. There's some great companies. They have wonderful images, nice music. So I think that's a great way to do it for people who just love to work on a computer. So
okay.
I know actually that I found something online, Jack Canfield, he's using, I forgot, but he did some vision boards with an online service that actually looked really nice. I forgot what the company is. But yeah, I think that's great. And there's like all this stuff, these apps you can put on your phone. And
right.
I am not that technical, so I am not using them. I do not even have a smartphone. But for all the people who do, I think that's a great way. Hey, you can have a vision board as a, what is it called? A screensaver. You can have it on
right.
your phone. You know what? The more you get reminded, the better. You know, some people look at their phones like 80% of the time of the day. So it's like, hey, have something inspiring on there. Why not?
Right.
I think it's wonderful. I don't really use it that much because I am more like an artistic person. I like to do hands-on. That's what it kind of, it makes me happy, you know, and it's like a wonderful creative outlet for people who like to be creative, but they don't like it messy. They don't have a lot of space. You can do it on a little table. So it's wonderful. It's a very deeply spiritual, inspiring, creative process. So, I mean, I like to do it the physical way, but for people who don't like to do it, it's great.
So if somebody is that person, like you said, who has a smartphone and that phone's in front of them 80% of the day, then that might be a great place to create a vision board. And you're right, there are apps out there that you can do that with. If someone's in their office all day, they want to have it in their office. If someone's in front of their computer all day, that might be a good person to have do a vision board on their computer, wherever the attention is.
Absolutely. And you can actually, with most of these online vision board creation companies, software, you can actually, you know, then print out the vision board, or you could go to Kinko or something like this and probably even print it out larger if you don't have a large format printer. So that's a great way to do it too. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So whatever works, depending on where people's focus is on a consistent basis. Cool.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I know we're kind of coming to the time that we had allocated for the interview, but I also know that we have some people who joined us on the line as well today, and there may be a few questions that have surfaced for them. Are you open to taking a couple of questions if there are questions
Absolutely.
From the people who are listening in?
Sure.
And for the people who actually, while we're, I'm going to unmute the lines in just a moment so that they can then chime in. But before I do that, if people are interested in learning more about you and your work and seeing maybe some examples of the vision boards that you've created, what's the best way for them to find out about you and your work?
The best way is to go to my website, which is visionandwords.com. I have videos there. I have guides on there. There's the exact, you know, how-to instructions from where to find the magazines to on how to glue it on the board. So everything is on there. There is no excuse. If anybody doesn't know how to do it, it's like it's all there.
Okay. So it's visionandwords.com.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me go ahead and unmute the lines here. And what I would invite people who are on the line, if you do have a question, obviously we would welcome that. And also I think we would certainly welcome if anyone has a story from their own experience about the power of vision boards and how it's already working for you, we'd love to hear that as well. So give me 1 second here to unmute the lines.
Hello, Marita.
Okay. Hi. Hi, Sheila.
Your explanation of the vision board was really quite good. But to someone who has not heard that explanation and perhaps is out of luck, out of work, has no money, and is in a lot of debt, if that person were to come to you and say, how can I change my life by creating a vision board, what do you recommend to someone who is a total neophyte and has no idea? What would you tell that person to do? What would you advise them to do?
That they have to kind of just, I would ask them, what would you like your life to be like? What do you want to happen in your life? And then have them write it down and help them find the images and tell them that they just have to believe in it, that they can get it. But they have to believe in it.
So the main thing is deciding what they really want, number one, and then number two, believing in what they want.
Absolutely. And I know if your life is totally in the pits, it's really hard to kind of go to that space to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, it's like it can be done.
Well, isn't this type of tool especially valuable for someone who's in that kind of situation? Because, you know, as, you know, this work about the law of attraction and this work about, you know, creating the life that we really want and how thoughts become things, when we're in that place of despair and things aren't going the way we want them to go, if we are just trying to do without addressing what we talked about on this call with our mindset and with the way we're thinking and with the images that we have in front of us, the images that we're holding in our mind, if we don't start there, then it's unlikely things are going to change. So I just think this work that we're talking about here is so very important for that person, and it's a perfect starting point.
Absolutely. Yes.
And even to the degree that the way you described creating a vision board really doesn't require anything more than a few magazines and a pair of scissors and a piece of cardboard and a glue stick.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not something that requires a huge investment of time and money, and the experience of doing it along with the benefit of having it can make a profound difference for people.
Absolutely. It's very simple. It's very hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sheila, for the question and for putting it in that perspective.
Yeah. Thanks,
Welcome.
Sheila.
Is there anybody else who has a question or something you'd like to share about your experience with vision boards?
Robert, I have a vision board store.
Ooh.
Who's that?
This is Claude. Hi, Marita.
Hi, Claude.
Claude,
hey.
Are you on a speakerphone, or I'm having a little trouble hearing you?
Well, I'm hard of hearing, so I normally keep, with the hearing aid, I kind of have an awkward position with the phone, but...
Well, you're a little louder now, so whatever
yeah,
you're doing.
Yeah. Once you point it out, I can correct it.
Okay.
My wife is very much into vision boards. She has been for probably the last 4 or 5 years. And just to make the story short, we have a buy and sell real estate company. We're investors. We try and buy low and by the same token, sell low. And in the past, 2 years, the real estate market's been pretty tough on the sales side. I mean, you can buy all sorts of stuff, but being able to turn it has been very, very difficult. We have vision boards for every property, and we have sold 6 properties this year. So I just kind of wanted to share that with the group that vision boards do work, and it's been a very interesting process. I'm in the learning curve. My wife is kind of more of a master at it than kind of leading me along, training me, so to speak. But anyhow, I concur with everything you said today. You're spot on, right on the money as far as the process for vision boards.
Thank you, Claude. I'm so happy about that story. That's wonderful. Great.
Yeah, and it's a great example, too. And I know, Marita, you and I talked about this a little before the call, but that vision boards we sometimes think of as a personal thing, but here's an example of it being used for someone in their business and their professional life as well, and it applies
Absolutely.
Just as much there.
Yeah, this is great. And, I mean, actually a lot of corporations and successful entrepreneurs, they all use vision boards. So it's a legitimate professional tool.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful. Oh, go ahead, Sheila.
I think the vision board proves that we all create our own reality. And if we really want something, once we determine what we want and there's no doubt about it, we will get it. Not we might, we will get it.
Yes!
Well, and it's a great example. It's a way to create evidence. We talk about these ideas of creating our life the way we want and using our mind and our focus and all that, and the vision board becomes real evidence. When we put it on the vision board and then it shows up, there you have it. That's real evidence that this is how it works. So, well, Marita, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. I want to encourage anyone who's listening to go to the website, go to visionandwords.com to get more information about specifically how to use vision boards, how to create your own vision boards, and to see the wonderful examples that are there. I know when I went to the site, I just loved seeing the specific examples that you have there of the boards that you and other people have created. So Thank you so much. I know this has been really valuable to anybody who's listening. And, you know, in addition to going to the site, we want to encourage everybody to go out and create your own vision board. If you don't have one already, or update the one you have and really get the experience of using this tool, using this strategy as a way to get more of the results you want, to create more of the life you want. And Marika, I'll give you as our, you know, as our guest, as our expert today, I'll give you the chance to have the last word. What would you want to leave people with as a final thought about this work around vision boards?
Just do it. Just do it. And if you have a good vision board story, or if you have a great image of a vision board that you created, please contact me. I would love to publish it on my blog.
Beautiful. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you again, Marika. This has been very valuable for me. I know I'm scribbling on my calendar today to get going and update my own vision board and make sure it's really fresh in my mind in front of me on a consistent basis. So thank you so much.
Great.
And thank you to
thank
everyone
you.
Who joined us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.